Welcome to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, bringing you the good in our community, covering real estate trends, new restaurants and businesses, and people making a difference in Southern Colorado. And now, here is your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover.
Hey, good morning and welcome to another edition to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, Antoine Glover, taking your Saturday mornings to a whole new level, positive level. Brought to you by Benton Capital. Hey, for the past couple of years, interest rates have continued to fall, and I, like many of you, I didn't want to miss the opportunity. What do they call that? FOMO, fear of missing out. So, hey, I went ahead and I refinanced my mortgage from 4%, I get it, 4% to 3.25% a couple of years ago. That was a great rate, right? Well, just refinanced again last week, 2.5%, yay. Thanks to Vin Capital, the process was flawless, paperwork signed at the home. That's pretty cool, done in and out within 30 minutes, saving us hundreds of dollars a month. How would you like to potentially save hundreds of dollars a month? Of course you would. Or maybe you're just tired of renting, ready to own your own home, or maybe it's time to upgrade. Whether you're wanting to buy, build, refinance, you're a real estate investor, the powerful team of lenders at Benton Capital, well, you know what? They got you covered. Day, night, weekdays, weekends, Mike Benton, president of Benton Capital, he is standing by. Give him a call today, right now, 719-331-5443, or log on to bentoncap.com. All right. Hey, are you looking at buying a home in 2021? According to many experts, including myself and many colleagues that I speak across the country, the real estate market is expected to continue to grow in 2021, and it's largely driven by the lasting impact, of course, the pandemic, right? If I hear the P word again, but that's what's really driving it. It's changing our lifestyles. As many of us spend extra time at home, we're reevaluating what home really means to us and what we need in a home going forward. You know, I've talked about this before, and I've been chit-chatting with a lot of builders here in town to say, what are you guys doing, and gals, you want to be politically correct, but what are you guys doing to change those floor plans to meet the needs of those buyers? And a lot of them are really taken to heart, and they are revamping a lot of their floor plans to adjust. You know, instead of having that formal dining room, maybe they're taking that formal dining and that's a second office on a main level, or creating an office upstairs. Mom, dad, kids, a lot of them are working from home, right? And speaking of which, I got a couple of reasons, four reasons people are reconsidering where they live and why they're expecting to buy a home in 2021. Of course, number one, record low mortgage rates. You just heard me saying about my personal refinance. I'm taking advantage of this. If you're not, you're being taken advantage of, in my opinion. I mean, they've record low in 2020. The average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage hit a record low 16 times, continuing to fall further, of course, below 3%. According to Freddie Mac, the average 30-year fixed interest rate right now, 2.65%. Many wonder how low these rates will go and how long they will last. According to Lynn Kiefer, he's the deputy chief economist for Freddie Mac, he says if you found a home that fits your needs at a price you can afford, it might be better to act right now rather than wait for future rate declines that may never come and a future that's likely holds very, very low inventory. You've been hearing it from me, and you've been hearing it from so many people that there's just basically no inventory out there. Number two, working from home or working from home remote work. Well, it's a new normal. It's a new normal for you. It's a new normal. Nah, maybe not so much for me. I generally have always worked from home. My home is Colorado and Colorado Springs, where I go meet my buyers and my sellers. But for a lot of people, it's a new way of living, and it's lasting longer than most people expected. Many people in the workforce today are discovering they don't need to live close to the office anymore, and they can get more for their money by moving a little further outside of the city. You know, the surge in work from home population has rewritten the playbook for many home buyers and rental discussions, from where to relocate to what people are actually looking for in their next home. So the reality is, for some people, working remotely in their current home, well, it's challenging. Right? You're kind of sitting around going, man, I need a place for my treadmill. I need a place for my my new desk. I need a new whatever. Right? You're starting to reevaluate what is a necessity for you, especially when there may be other options available. Number three, more outdoor space. Another new priority for homeowners is having more usable outdoor space. You're finding yourself outdoors more than normal. That's a good thing, actually. Well, being at home is driving those in some areas to seek less densely populated neighborhoods so they have more room to stretch their legs. In addition, those living in apartments, townhomes, does that sound like you? I've even been there at least one time in my life. Well, you're looking for extra square footage, both inside and out. And according to the State of Home Spending Report by Home Advisor, the household surveyed almost half reported spending 27% more on outdoor living over the past year. This is a trend that's expecting to grow in 2021 and beyond. There's some good news there as well. And lastly, avoiding renovations. Interesting. It's recently come to light that many homeowners would rather buy a new home than go through the process of fixing up the one that they currently have. According to the 2020 Profile of Home Buyers and Sellers report from the National Association of Realtors, or NAR, 44% of home buyers purchased a home to avoid renovations or problems with the plumbing or electricity. Depending on what needs to be addressed, today's home buyer demands, well, they may make it possible to skip some renovations before selling. Obviously, talk to your real estate professional, such as myself, before making that decision, at least getting some feedback if that's a good thing to do some renovations or not. And many of these homeowners have prioritized buying over renovating for convenience and potential cost savings. Bottom line, it's clear. Home ownership needs are changing, and as a result, you, me, us, Americans are expected to move in record numbers this year. And if that sounds like you, now is time to talk. Probably not right now because I'm about to interview somebody, but just give me a call later on today or tomorrow, 719-344-0335, 719-344-0335. We're going to take a little break here, and when we return, we're going to be joined by a special guest that is taking the current pandemic head on. Do you really need a vaccine to ward off the COVID? Well, we're going to find out when we come back. You're listening to Wake Up and Live. Are you overwhelmed by all the mortgage companies wanting your business? How do you know if you even found the right lender? Hey, look no further. You found it with Bitten Capital. Locally owned and operated, the team of experts at Bitten Capital, they understand your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy a home, refinance your current mortgage, money for fix and flips, to even construction loans, Bitten Capital is who I personally use and highly recommend to all my clients, including you. Regardless of mornings, evenings, or even the weekends, you can rest assured Mike Bitten, president of Bitten Capital and my dear friend, will always be there for you. Bitten Capital's goal is to provide you with the lowest interest rate and closing costs possible, with serving you with honesty, integrity, and competence before, during, and long after you close on your property. Now, that's a lender I proudly put my name behind. Call Bitten Capital at 719-331-5443, 331-5443, or log on to bittencap.com and make sure you tell them that Antoine Glover from Wake Up and Live sent you.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, Antoine Glover. Have you ever walked into a room, maybe like a restaurant, maybe even a certain part of town, and something just didn't feel quite right? Yeah, we all can relate to that. It's like, I just don't feel right in this place, right? Well, you just had that bad feeling. We trust our eyes to see. We trust our nose to smell. We trust our hands to touch. But is there more? Do we all have another sense? And you know what I mean? You know that bad feeling when you walk into a room? And if so, how do you use it to help us in times of trouble? Got Linda Capella, excuse me, there, an empowerment coach. She joins us this morning, is ready to guide us and support us in this new journey we are all facing, and maybe find a way to potentially overcome COVID without a vaccine. I don't know. She's going to tell us maybe a little bit more about that and more about her. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you for hanging out with me this morning. Before we jump into the define the odds of possibly, you know, setting yourself up for success when it comes to COVID, let's talk a little bit about you. You've labeled yourself an empowerment coach here in Southern Colorado and actually all over the world, right? What exactly is an empowerment coach?
Well, it's someone that supports others through the changes. So I help people to move to the next level in their life, just depending on what their personal experience is. So just accelerate their personal transformation that they're already on. So
nice.
Coming alongside and helping them with their achievements and creating action steps. It doesn't matter what the label is that they're working on. It's just a matter of supporting them in that process so they can find inspiration and passion within, because so many people are like prisoners of routine and they don't realize there's more out there. They could just shift their foundation a little bit. They can create a life that they absolutely love and have free time.
Right. You know, Linda, it's interesting because we are what's been dubbed, I mean, for before this quarantine and stay 6 feet away from me and all that. We are social creatures. We need to be around each other. Now, this past 11 to almost 12 months now, we have been told to be basically in solitary confinement. And it is so, it's challenging enough to try to reach your goals, your said goals that you want to do in life, even when you do have that support. But when we are encouraged and really not even want to be around each other, it can be even more of a challenge for you to encourage them to continue to move forward, right?
Absolutely. And I actually coach people to live in the world rather than of the world, because what we focus on, we create. And so hone in on your own life and to kick off of your house revamping floor plans, create your own new foundation with your health. And so as you align with your truth, you can't skip any of your renovations. You need to work through different things and allow old patterns, emotions, behaviors to diminish and recreate new patterns within your life. So it's a matter of taking responsibility and action for your own outcomes in your life.
Right. It's change is scary. I mean, change is scary for so many people. And, you know, there's always a positive out of a negative. That's just how my mind is wired. Was I born like that? I think so. But I've trained my mind over many, many, many years. I'm sure you have as well, to look at the positives out of the negative. I mean, you can take a look at here, you know, with the craziness with COVID and the riots and this and that. And I've heard it so many times that it appears the world's coming to an end. Okay, what about your world? What do you have control over, right?
Exactly. Well, I do believe that old way of living is coming to an end. You know, we cannot go on that way anymore. And I agree with you. I mean, crisis is an opportunity. And that's the way humans change, is when they really get into uncomfortable situations. But I believe that things that aren't in alignment with nature are going to collapse. This is what we're experiencing. So just tuning into what's good and excellent, you know, your soul's purpose is really where it's at. That just being the change that you want to see in the world is literally the way that we can create a better world for all of us.
Right.
I love one another. And
I totally get it. You know, I was, you know, our role has really changed, and it's so much when we still are, we're a society about me. It's about me. Look at me. Right. And I think people are starting to wake up and realize it's not about you. And we got to start really, it's, you know, it's not a left issue or a right issue, or if you think this way, then I guess you are this type of person. We're really seeing on how this whole thing, in regards of our sociability is really interconnected. We're all in this together.
Absolutely. And I feel like a lot of people are waking up to that aspect of going from me to we, because we are in this together, and dividing will never unite us. And so we can't fight unconsciousness with unconsciousness. So we can only be that light for others and love. The real thing, I mean, we've been to pounded with information for so long into our brains, and we really need to move into experiencing life and connections, relationships, and all of that with our heart. So just moving into the heart center is a lot more balanced and comfortable way of living, because when you come into neutrality, you can see each person, every single person has value.
Right.
And they all have a voice. They all want to be witnessed. And that's where we are. We don't need to divide. We have enough things that are similar between all of us. That's absolutely fabulous. Everyone has like a golden nugget to offer.
Right.
Just pause and see them, you know?
Right. I totally get it. You know, I was thinking the other day, things just pop into my head and I go, huh, that's interesting. Can you just imagine yourself stranded in the woods, and you've been stranded in the woods for a week and a half, no food, barely any water. Now paint this picture in your mind. Now, you finally see you see one human being, maybe 300 yards down the road there. Do you ask yourself, is that a woman? Do you ask yourself, is he or she black? Do you ask yourself, I wonder if he's a Republican? No. You look and you haven't seen anybody in 7 days and you go, I don't even care if you speak Chinese. Help me. Right? It is so interesting. It is so interesting on how every single person listening to this, if you were in that same situation, I guarantee you would not think, what color, what race, how old is he? Well, is he a transgender? Is this? Dude, I don't care. I am hungry. I'm cold. Help me. Right? We're all in this together.
Exactly.
And you know, Linda, you know, I teased before, I teased a little bit before about your approach to this pandemic. And in your words, you know, you kind of played on it, this plandemic. You know, I was reading on your website, and I really loved this. A problem cannot exist unless a solution also exists. I love that. Elaborate a little bit more on that.
Well, it's the way that the universe is set up, you know, darkness and light. We're all in a perfect balance with yin and yang. And so everything in nature is always seeking harmony. And somehow humanity has fell out of the laws of nature and is not seeking harmony. It's more of judgment and control and things like that. So with every problem, there is a solution. Otherwise, the problem couldn't exist, literally. So I work a lot with emotions. For example, say someone is angry. The opposite side of anger is laughter. Both exist. And so it's not the matter of judging which is right or wrong. It just is. And just helping people to move into the positive perspective of reality. And you see from eyes of light, you know, you can see from love. It's kind of like looking at the earth from 50,000 feet above rather than in the chaos. In the chaos, it's pretty intense. But if you can raise your vibration and see from a higher vantage point, from eyes of love, all is well. Everyone's just learning and growing as they can. And that's why we can't join the chaos. We need to stay outside of that and show a better way of living in love and community and higher consciousness.
Right. Higher consciousness. I totally love that. Waking up, ironically enough,
yes.
And actually living with something that's already within inside of us. Now, I'm very much passionate about health, fitness, what I feed my mind. I'm anti-news. I know a lot of people go, but Antoine, aren't you on KRDO News Radio? Yes. But you said you don't listen to the news. I don't. There's only so much energy that I have each day, and I choose to spend it, spend my energy accordingly on things that are going to, that I can focus in on that I have control over. So why do you think it's so hard, for so many people out there to at least have an open mind to alternative ways to staying healthy? Because it's not, you and I were talking, off the mic here before we went on, and I said, you know, it's so interesting. So many people are waiting for this vaccine. It's kind of like they're holding their breath. And once I get the vaccine, then my life will be so great again. And it's kind of like okay, regardless of where you stand on the vaccine or not, that's not my point. But you're so much focused on a vaccine. It's like, I'm training for a marathon, but all I'm doing is push-ups because I'm going to look really good in my chest. But come marathon time, my body's not going to be ready. And I think what we're seeing now, in my opinion, we're seeing for some people, some doctors, a little bit more of an open mind of alternative ways of healing the body and helping your body prevent you from getting sick in the future. Why do you think so many people have a hard time to open up to what you have to offer?
Well, I believe that they turn their TV on and the media on. I mean, you are who you surround yourself with. And so if you're surrounding yourself with fear and negativity, it's really difficult to see the light in the situation. So it's always fun to have a second and third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion, 100 opinions about something, so that way you can get a broader perspective. So I feel like most people live with their tunnel vision in their routine of what has worked forever, because that is how it is, quote unquote, how it is. And they don't question it and why and if they want to change it. And so they end up in this cycle, this conditioned cycle, and they don't ever see like a 360-degree perspective. Is if you ask questions and get out there among people who are different than you. That's, we learn from the people that are different than us. And so a lot of people fear change and fear the unknown. Well, that person that believes different or looks different or maybe smells funny, they're like, they'll just stay back rather than approach them and learn something amazing. And so I feel like lack of exposure to greater things and lack of exposure into how the human body works, how it's electric, how it is about 70% water, a great conduit of energy and creation. And so I feel like the education system has not endorsed it. So you have to seek. And you all know that when you are seeking, the teacher appears. So
right.
I think it's just a matter of what you are seeking, because you can go online and everyone's going to find what they're looking for, and we'll all find something different. And that's life too. So I tend to gravitate towards positive people that want to make a change and take action, more results oriented, instead of lounging in the lounge of why and woe and woe me.
Right.
It's like, let's get into the doing.
And it's so funny because, you know, with my anti-news sentiment, you know, people are like, I don't have feelings when I watch the news. They try to justify it. Listen, I don't care. If you want to watch the news, go for it. If you guys want to go and stuff your face at McDonald's for the next 20 years, go for it. I don't want to ban the news. I don't want to ban fast foods. What I think, what I'm trying to do, and I know what Linda is doing and trying to do as well, is to bring awareness.
Absolutely.
If you're waking up in your life and you just go, oh, life sucks, racism is everywhere, and oh, we're all gonna die, and that's your mindset, well, maybe you know, let's take a step back and go, why do you feel this way? Well, it's because I watch the news all the time. Okay, let's take a step back, right? And you know, it kind of leads me into this last question here. What you do for a living, I know a lot of medical doctors out there are like, no, the stuff is voodoo, all this vibrational stuff and this and that. We got a medication for every single ailment. And if it doesn't fit in our code of ethics and our box, if you will, then no. I'm going to put my fingers in my ears. But are you starting to slowly but see medical doctors starting to look at different alternatives to helping their clients? That your average pharmaceutical pill is just not helping. If anything, it's masking.
Absolutely. So I've worked with, because I don't just prescribe, treat, prevent, cure any disease, illness, or injury, because I actually support people to be healthy, so it's different. But if they do have a doctor, I work right alongside them, and we're honest about what's going on. And I've actually done a few trainings down in Florida for a panel of mental health doctors, which was really fun for them to realize that they have feelings, sensations in their bodies and stories in their head, just like everyone else. And the medical community, there are a lot of absolutely wonderful people men and women that are actually here to help. So I right. feel like we have a pretty good communication
right.
on my part, but I'm not here to fight with them, you know?
Right. I mean, once again, we got to learn how to play this game called life together, you know, real quickly here.
Yeah, together.
A handful of months ago, I changed my diet to about 95% more vegetables, very small protein, still do my animal protein. And there's a reason why I'm saying this. I had to be open-minded enough. And I changed the way that I ate. I changed the way that I felt. I dropped 30 pounds, kept my muscle. And here's the interesting part. And I'm transparent. I'm among friends. I had this nagging toe fungus for about, 10, 15 years. I had every antidote or any kind of topical from a doctor, you name it. Nothing would touch this. They were thinking about taking my toenails off. I'm like, those are my toenails. I changed the way that I ate, and no joke, my friends, it's gone. Within 5 months, something I couldn't get rid of, and I'm not dissing doctors. I just want you to hear me out. The power of getting your mind, getting your body in tune, and getting it right could prevent you from, you could actually possibly throw away all your medication, or if not most of them. Where you're saying, oh my gosh, I cured myself because I've got my mind right and I'm getting my body right. Right, Linda?
Absolutely. And I think there's a place for everything. So we just work with each person as we go forward. But our body is an amazing, amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, and I just cannot believe I went on. There's millions of people that know about my toes now. Oh my gosh, the humanity. Everybody's going to look at me and go, aren't you that toe guy? Ooh. I'm like, there's no more ooh anymore. Look at them now, girl. They're good. Hey, I want to thank Linda.
To the next level.
Right? I want to thank Linda Capella. You're so awesome, my friend. Empowerment coach for joining me this morning as we solely focus on a vaccine. This actually could be the best time to focus on your overall health, what you feed your mind, what you feed your body, which controls your mind, as well as what you feed your soul. There's more and more evidence coming out, almost seems like daily, that it's emerging, showing alternative ways, also known as maybe restorative and functional medicine, how they're playing a key role in combating all kinds of diseases and ailments. As for myself, I'm going to keep an open mind while questioning everything. Remember, at one time, we knew for a fact that the earth was flat. And we learned differently many years later after that, right? So some food for thought on this Saturday morning. What buyers are looking for in a home has changed considerably. Buyers looking for more breathing room, space, and internet access are key factors due to the pandemic. And as we look into this new alternative ways in living in our new homes, there are old and new natural ways that's showing promise to help you die young at a very old age. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me this morning. I'm your real estate expert, self-proclaimed motivator, Antoine Glover. And this is Wake Up and Live.
You've been listening to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Wake Up and Live, bringing us the good in and around Southern Colorado. Wake Up and Live airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.